All right, let's begin. So it's a beautiful, beautiful idea. It's actually interesting. I was going to do a piece that the Rebbe has in Parshas Kedoshim, but the truth is, there is this piece really struck me from Acharemos. So remember, again, the bulk of Parshas Acharemos, especially the beginning of the Parsha, is ultimately focused on the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Nachman makes a very interesting observation. The Rebbe says, so the Divrei HaMaskel over here is Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Chav Dalet. V'rachatz es b'sor b'makom kadosh, v'lavash es begadav, v'yatsa v'asa es oloso, v'es olasa'am v'chiper b'ado v'avam. So let me just tell you what's bothering the Rebbe. What's bothering the Rebbe, and it's interesting, it's only once I saw Rabbi Nachman ask this Shaila that I realized, it is such an obvious shaila. I'm not actually sure. You know, sometimes you see something and you wonder, why didn't I ever think of that before? So what Rabbi Nachman is bothered by is the following. If one looks at the avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, so one will notice that there's an incredible amount of back and forth. The Kohen goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, goes back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, an incredible amount of back and forth. And so the obvious shaila is, why not just finish up the avoda one piece at a time? Finish what you have to do b'chutz, and then go to the pnim. Finish what you have to do on the outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then go on the inside. But in fact, again, if you think about it, the Kohen Gadol is really, really, not vacillating is the wrong word, but he's running around between three spaces. Really, again, he's outside of the Beis HaMikdash, like by the area of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach for animal sacrifices. He's inside the Kodesh, where there's the Mizbeach HaKetores, incense, and then he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where remember, again, he goes in to actually fully offer up the incense. And again, the way the Avoda is structured is in and out, in and out, in and out. You know, we read this in depth. We read this in depth during probably what is one of the most challenging periods during Yom Kippur, which is Chazaras HaShatz of Mosaf, and especially again during the Avodah part. But if you look at it, it's amazing to see how much running around the Kohen Gadol was doing. Meaning there was a lot of activity for the Kohen Gadol during Yom Kippur. So the Rebbe's basic shaila is, why the back and forth? Why not just simply go ahead and focus on one area at a time, do the Avodah in one space, and then go ahead and ultimately, and come back out and do what you have to do there. So let's analyze this. So go to the Rebbe writes, paragraph A. Be'emes kosh... Set over here. Okay, be'emes kashem ma'od lahaschil lilchom melchamas Hashem. So I say it's a beautiful yisoh. So the Rebbe writes, in reality, it is very difficult to go ahead and to fight the lilchom melchamas Hashem, to fight the war of spirituality. The war of spirituality is one of the toughest battles. Levar hanitzotzo sakdoshim imkei klipos. In order to go ahead and literally separate out the sparks of holiness from in between all of the layers of impurity. Ad sheyargish tchila, eize hisnotzitzus ve'ara mini'imas ha'kidusha, uni'imas avodas Hashem. So the Rebbe writes, you know, in order to be successful in the war of spirituality, in order to go ahead and ultimately again fight the good fight and to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we'll say there have to be a number of things that happens. Number one, a person has what the Rebbe describes over here is Eze Hisnotzitzus Va'ara. Person has to feel inspired, right? His notzitzutz is like an awakening. Ha'ara is an enlightenment. Mine imas hakidusha uneimas avodas Hashem. I have to experience the beauty and the pleasantness of holiness, the beauty and the pleasantness of avodas Hashem. Meaning, what the Rebbe is describing over here is, I need to be inspired. Now, let's talk about this a little bit. Now, we all know that you can't wait for inspiration to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, I serve God whether I'm inspired or not inspired, whether I'm feeling it or not feeling it, it's my obligation to serve the Ribono Shel Olam. That being said, we also recognize that at the end of the day, the path to true Avodas Hashem only comes about if a person goes ahead and feels inspired. That's what we yearn for, this hisnotzitzus and ha'ara, this awakening, this enlightenment, mine'imas ha'kodesh u'ne'imas avodas Hashem. V'yaschil lalos midarga ledarga ba'avodas Hashem. Because I will say, you know, when you're excited about anything, excitement is always one of the preconditions to success. It's really true if you think about it. I mean, that's why even in life, you know, what we do for our parnasa, or, you know, how we occupy our time, we all know it's not just enough to make money. I mean, certainly making money is good, but that can't be it. If a person doesn't have an excitement, a person doesn't have what he calls this hypnosis or ha'ara, an enlightenment from doing what it is that I do, I'm not going to be successful at the end of the day. So it's the same thing in Ruchnius. Ultimately, again, in order for me to be successful in my avodas Hashem, so I have to be inspired to go midarga ledarga. And what does inspiration mean? Inspiration manifests itself in a constant desire to go ahead and go farther, to grow more. In other words, we'll say, if a person wants to know, am I inspired or not inspired? Meaning, what's the litmus test for inspiration? Do I have a desire to be more and to do more? If I do, then I'm in a state of inspiration. If I don't, then I'm not in a state of inspiration. V'chein, so says the Rabbi, therefore, step number one in becoming a fully self-actualized Jew, step number one, ultimately again, in coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an ultimate, deep, and passionate connection, requires of me to be inspired. Hisnositzus va'ara. V'chein, similarly, i'efshar la'alos mala midarga ladarga. Similar, Rabbi said, another prerequisite for growth. I can't go higher and higher and go from one step to the next. Ad shi'evarer ha'kidusha me'aklipos v'itokin t'chila ma'shepagam. So Moshe, this is an amazing yisod. But inspiration by itself is not enough. Right? What else does inspiration require? Inspiration requires, Moshe, an identifying, literally, shi'evarer ha'kidusha me'aklipos. To remove the kidusha, to remove the holiness from the klipos. What are the klipos? The klipos are the shells, right? They're the shells of impurity that obscure holiness. V'takin t'chila ma'shepagam. I have to first fix that which I have broken. And I've also said, this is an incredible yisod. Because what the Rebbe is teaching us is the following. And I spoke about this in a different shir this week. David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Sur Meira, V'yaseh Tov. Right? Literally, turn away from that which is evil, that which is bad, and do good. Do good. Simple idea. So why does David HaMelech purposely choose that order, Sur Meira, and then the Aseh Tov? Why not go ahead and say Aseh Tov and Sur Meira? Because those are the very simple yisod. So first of all, we know that when we go ahead and we look to, let's say, elevate ourselves, so often the reflexive move is to figure out, what am I going to take on? Right? But yet, the last thing we ever really want to do is what? Address the things that are broken. For one simple reason, it is much easier to take stuff on than it is to address my midos, my personality traits, my behaviors that are fundamentally flawed and broken. But David HaMelech says, here's the problem. The problem is, and I will say it's very important you sowed, because, you know, it's almost Rosh Hashanah. So it's almost double. Someone, Jew always lives, it's almost Elul. It's always almost Elul. So, you know, when we come to Elul, we make all kinds of Kabbalahs upon ourselves. And then, usually by about Hanukkah time, we find ourselves beginning to slip back into old behaviors. And certainly now during the Omer, we find ourselves a lot of times like right back where we were this time last year. What's the pshat? I had such a pure desire to try to do better. Such a pure desire to try to do good. LMI, what happened, I was saying? Because very often, when we approach the mechanism of change, the way we approach it is, what could I take on? But we fail to take the time to identify, what is holding me back? What are the things in my life that are broken? What are the things in my life that are flawed? And I was saying, when a person has an element of their neshama, an element of their self that's broken, you know, it's mamish like wearing like 100-pound, you know, weights around your ankles. You could be the best swimmer in the world, but lamaisa, 200 pounds around your ankles, you're going down. You're going down. That's such an incredible metaphor for life. If I don't fix the things that are broken, I could do all the good in the world. And I want to be clear, that good is meaningful, that good is purposeful, but that good is not going to get me where I want to go. Because until I have the sumer, until I fix that which is broken, the Aseh Tov doesn't have a chance to really do what it needs to do. So the Rebbe says over here, inspiration is beautiful. Right? I want to be an inspired Jew. I want to ultimately, again, I want to find the beauty and the pleasantness in my Yiddishkeit and in my Avodas Hashem. And I want to go mala mala, dargo dargo. but I also have to figure out how to get the Kiddusha, ultimately out of the Klipos, which means I have to identify what's broken and how do I fix it. Now look what the Rebbe says, paragraph C. People say this is incredible. Ube'emes, ein yodin mehechan ha'aschala. Shabbos said, what's the great challenge in life? The great challenge in life is, so where should I start? Should I start with inspiration? Should I start with, let's say, let me figure out what is going to inspire me? What is going to uplift me? What is ultimately going to make me excited about my Yiddishkeit and allow me to find it pleasant and beautiful? Or should I begin by addressing that which is broken and figure out how to fix that? Now the Rebbe says something very interesting. The Rebbe says, in reality, very often in life, I know that I want to grow, and I'm not sure where to start. Should I start again with fixing the stuff that's broken, or should I try to self-inspire? V'alkein, tzrichin chachma gedola lazeh, ledaleg me'inyon le'inyon. So look what the Rebbe says. Therefore, a person has to have an incredible amount of chachma. I will say, what's the chachma? What kind of chachma? What kind of wisdom? Ledaleg me'inyon le'inyon. What does that mean? To skip from one to the other, recognizing that in life, a successful Jew is one who blends both of these midos. The ability to inspire, self-inspire, right? I inspire myself, but also the ability to fix that which is broken. Now, when in life should you place an emphasis on each of those things? The Rebbe says something very interesting. I will say, this is also fundamentally yisod between Chassidus and other streams of thought. The Rebbe is saying is, there's no one answer. Everything depends on where I'm holding in life and what the situation is. There are some times where I really should be fixing that which is broken and then move on to self-inspiration. There are other times where I so desperately need the inspiration in order just to stay afloat. I should start with the inspiration and then I'll go afterwards to fix that which is broken. I need chachma to figure out, ledaleg me'inyan le'inyan, to jump from one thing to the other. Pam bechinas avodazos, upam bechinas avodazos. Sometimes it's going to be this avoda, self-inspiration. Other times it's going to be the avoda, ultimately, of fixing that which is broken. Vizem move, paragraph D. Vizem move on hativ, lamaskil be'inyon seder hama'aracha, shesider abaye, shemavuar sham kama avodos shelo na'asu kiseder, ligmar avoda achas kiseder, v'achakach yasku b'shnia, rak tchila, top of paragraph E. Now I'm just going to read this and then we'll explain. Archu ma'aracha gidolo velo sidra le gamashne gizra etzim, ad sha'archu tchila ma'aracha shnia, shel kitores, v'chein yesh sham shinguim rabin v'niflon, pam osik ba'avodas chutz, v'kodim shegom rachozra le'avodas pnim. So look what the Rebbe says. This is the deeper meaning of the avoda of Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Nachman here says something absolutely amazing. Remember, what was the shaila we started out with? The shaila we started out with is, why is the Kohen Gadol jumping back and forth between Pnim and Chutz? Inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, look at paragraph F. So, Pam Osek Ba'avodas Chutz. Sometimes the Kohen works outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodim Shegomra, and yet before he finishes his Avoda in the Chutz, outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what happens? Chozer La'avodas Pnim. He goes back inside. Ukimuva Bifnim. The Chozer, get ready for this. Machmos Shetzrichin Ledaleg Mechachma Me'avoda La'avoda. Rebbe said, this is to be symbolic of the idea that sometimes in life, you have to learn the art of running back and forth, jumping back and forth between one avoda and the next. Me avodas chutz, la avodas pnim, o me avodas pnim, la avodas chutz. Rebbe said, this is mamish magnificent. What the Rebbe is saying is the following. These two types of avoda that we discussed that enable us to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, Rebbe said, one type of avoda, ultimately again, which is the avoda of self-inspiration. The second type of avoda is the avoda of fixing that which is broken. So the Rebbe says something amazing. So Rebbe said, the act of self-inspiring, that's called avodas pnim. That's called the avoda on the inside. The act of fixing that which is broken, that's called avodas chutz. And Rabbi say, why is that called avodas chutz outside avoda? Because in reality, all that is broken in me is not inside. Inside, I'm kula kadosh. Inside, I'm good. Inside, I'm beautiful. The parts of me that are broken, Rabosai, are what? Are the parts, ultimately, again, that are chutz. There are things on the outside that are just simply fundamentally broken. So says the Rebbe, something absolutely amazing. Each of us has aravodas pnim, our internal avoda of self-inspiration, and each of us has aravoda of avodas chutz, fixing that which is broken. Which one should you place priority on? Which one is more important? Which one deserves priority? And the answer is, says Rebbe, what's the answer? Both. It depends, right? Both are important, and what order you conduct them in just simply depends on where you're holding in life. And sometimes, not only that, sometimes you have to jump back and forth. So sometimes you're going to start with the avodas pnim, self-inspiration, but you're going to realize, you know what, I can't work on self-inspiration right now. I need to go ahead and work on the things that are broken and holding me back. I'm going to jump to avodas chutz. And sometimes you're in the middle of avodas chutz, and what happens, you realize, I need to self-inspire. You're going to jump to avodas pnim. And look what the Rebbe says. He says, v'chol zeh. The Rebbe says, where do we learn this from? We learn this from the avoda of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol is modeling for us the right spiritual model. And I will say the correct spiritual model requires what we'll call spiritual versatility and mobility. The ability to go from pnim l'chutz, from chutz l'pnim, and the need to jump back and forth as many times as necessary in order to accomplish the goal of spiritual growth. So the Ribbono Shel Olam allows the Kohen Gadol to be our model. So the Kohen Gadol starts his avoda in the chutz outside, which for us represents the remedying the things that are broken, holding us back. And then in the middle, what does he do? He drops everything and he runs to the pnim to work on the self-inspiration. And remember, what happens when he comes into the pnim? He comes in with his ketores, with the incense, with the fire pan, with the coals. He dumps the incense onto the coals and he walks out. He runs back out. Well, but why? Finish up. Because sometimes like you have to run from the pnim to the chutz, from the chutz to the pnim. He says, "Umi lanu gadol me'avodas kohen gadol yom kippur, shahaya mishana gamkin b'chol pam, michutz lifnim, u'mipnim l'chutz." And I will say, the incredible yisod is, who is greater than the Kohen Gadol? So if the Kohen Gadol needs to go chutz lifnim, ufnim l'chutz, then I will say, certainly we have to learn that art as well. U'machmas, paragraph G, the Rabbi say the battle. What battle are we referring to over here? It's the battle ultimately again of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabbi say the battle of going ahead. It's the battle of Ruchnius. The battle to go ahead and come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Utzvicha ha'avoda lios b'chachma gidol. So also because the battle for Ruchnius is intense, and because the battle for Ruchnius is not easy, the only way to win that battle is with intense chachma, is with intense wisdom. He says, I'm sorry, b'chal avoda v'avoda miskabra mechadash ha-sitra achra v'aklipos. And I will say, you know how it works in Ruchnius. We've spoken about this many times before. Every battle you win, the more intense your enemy becomes. Every battle you win, the more intense, ultimately, again, the sitra achra becomes. Alkin, Rabbi Michshalu v'naflu v'lo yachlu amam mechama. That's what I say historically. Many people have waged the battle, and many have failed. Why have they failed? It's not because of a lack of desire. It's not because of a lack of effort. It's rather, what? A lack of strategy. In order to be able to win the battle against the Yetzirah, and ultimately to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabosai, I need a strategy. Umizeh ba chor ben bayis. Reach on, turn the page. Visheni v'chomash avra al Yisrael. Al kain. So we'll say, here's what we have. The Rebbe is explaining to us that the idea of the Kohen Gadol's avod of chutz lipnim and pnim l'chutz is to ultimately serve as a metaphor for our growth in spirituality. The Kohen Gadol represents us, and the Kohen Gadol represents the need for spiritual versatility, to work on different things at different times, and sometimes to jump back and forth between those very things that we have to learn to work on. There are times where my emphasis has to be on self-inspiration, and there are times where my emphasis has to be on fixing that which is broken. And there are times where I'm going to be in the middle of self-inspiration, and I have to stop, and I have to jump out from the pnim. I have to remember, because self-inspiration represents that which happens under the pnim, and I have to jump out to the chutz, representing the things that are holding me back. And sometimes I'm working on things that are holding me back about chutz, and I have to jump bifnim in order to self-inspire. Now the Rebbe says over here, he says, Al kein, ikra ha-nechama ata hi-a-Torah. So the Rebbe goes on, And he explains over something very beautiful. He says that herein lies the beauty of learning. Because they're both saying when a person learns, if you skip down a little bit, Ki Torah HaKedosha, Hi Kelula Mikol Bechinos HaAvodos HaKedosha Shebaolam. See, they're both saying the beautiful part of Torah is that Torah is a combination of the processes of Lifnim and Mibachutz. Torah teaches us how to self-inspire while at the same time what? While at the same time also teaches us how to fix and to remedy that which is broken. He goes on, I'm sorry, we'll say the rest outside, but the Rebbe says something amazing. So now that we know that life is ultimately this constant jumping between Lifnim, the inside, the Kodesh Kadoshim, which represents the need to self-inspire, and Lachutz, outside, which represents remedying the things that are holding me back, meaning the variety of different external factors that hold me back. Now they know that I have to constantly jump between them, because that's what I learned from the Kohen Gadol. I will say, Rabbi Nachman says, the great secret of Torah. The great secret of Torah is that Torah is the synthesis of both Lifnim and Bachutz. Torah gives us the secrets to self-inspiration. Not the secrets. Torah gives us self-inspiration, but Torah also gives us the ability and the wherewithal to identify those things that are holding us back and to find the strength and the courage to overcome them. Therefore, says the Rebbe, here lies the beauty of Torah. Because we're in life, on a physical level, a person has to make a choice, and even on a metaphysical level, a person has to make a choice between being Lifnim or Bachutz, and jumping back and forth. When I'm learning, when I'm engaged in Talmud Torah, I'm simultaneously experiencing both of those things. So we'll stop over here for this evening, but I just want to leave you with this incredible yisod, because I think it's exceptional. I think whereas many understand Sur Meiravi Asei Tov to be a progression, a linear progression, that if you want your Tov to be good, if you want your self-inspiration to be meaningful, you have to first tackle all of your challenges. The Rebbe is saying it's not a linear progression. The Rebbe is saying, in fact, it's Sur Meiravi Asei Tov, and almost like, I don't know what you call it, like you would draw the arrow, you know, Sur Meira, and then the arrow to Asei Tov, and then on the bottom it's Asei Tov and the arrow to Sur Meira. It's a circular, cyclical, ongoing back and forth process. And really what it represents is this tension of the Kohen Gadol running Lifnim Bachutz, Lifnim Bachutz, Lifnim Bachutz. There are two simultaneous goals we have in life. I want to live Lifnim, I want to live in the Kodesh Kadoshim, I want to self-inspire, but I also have to live Bachutz on the outside, identifying the external factors that are holding me back. And says the Rebbe that the secret of spiritual success is the ability to work on those two things simultaneously, recognizing, I shouldn't say simultaneously, the idea is to recognize that sometimes I have to work on one and not the other, and yet other times I have to work on the other and not the first. The successful spirituality allows me to recognize that both of these areas are important, but also having the knowledge and understanding as to which area I should focus on during which period of life. Shkoyach. Grab a song, no?